from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Tory DeLaurier is making the jump to provincial politics, running for the PCs in Temiskaming-Cochrane in the next provincial election. DeLaurier is in his first term as mayor of Iroquois Falls after 17 years as a councillor. The 49-year-old has been general manager of the Enterprise Weekly newspaper for 24 years.
Residents in the business community, and they want a strong voice at Temiskaming-Cochrane in Queen's Park. So I want to be that strong voice and just be the next MPP and work hard for the residents of Temiskaming-Cochrane.
The riding is currently held by New Democrat John Vantoff, who's running for re-election. A Timmins woman who's often front and center at local cultural events is the new executive director of the Canadian Comedy Hall of Fame. Through her work as vice president of Festivals and Events Ontario, Marnie LaPierre met comedian and actor Tim Progosh, who founded the Hall of Fame. She admits to being starstruck at their first meeting.
From there, we just developed a working relationship where he saw the potential that I have to bring to the table to help with his organization that he started. And it's just grown from there.
On MyTimmonsNow.com, we have the audio of the entire interview in which LaPierre discusses the booming comedy scene in the Timmins area. Premier Doug Ford says he'll cut off electricity exports to the United States if incoming President Donald Trump carries through with his threat to impose a 25% tariff on all Canadian imports. Trump wants Canada and Mexico to tighten border security to prevent illegal immigration and drug importation. Ford says each province is drawing up its list of retaliatory measures if the tariff is imposed, but they'll go to the fullest extent if necessary. Ontario is a major electricity supplier to Michigan, Minnesota, and New York State. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau shared with the premiers yesterday details of a $1 billion proposal to increase border security, which will include more border officers and police patrols, as well as drones and sniffer dogs. Relations between Canada Post and its striking 55,000 workers are getting even worse as the strike finishes its fourth week. The Canadian Union of Postal Workers says its latest offer reduces its pay demands to 19% over 4 years. But management says that's still way too much and has offered 11.5%. The union is sticking by its demand for new jobs to support an expansion into weekend delivery, a key sticking point in the talks, and keeping maintenance staff as union members instead of contracting out their work. Canada Post says these latest proposals would cost more than $3 billion over the 4 years, a figure it calls unsustainable.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.